My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan, 888-808-1019. We're talking Mets and Yankees. Can't wait to get into some football stuff. Feels good to be back, BT. I can't believe it. I played a lot of golf last week. For me, I haven't played in years.
Uh-huh.
Played a little golf. We talked about it before. Did you get out there?
I told you I was going to try to play 3 or 4 times, and I did.
3 or 4?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I got out there. What do you mean, oh, God?
I
you
did
played
it twice.
At least twice?
Yeah, twice, and I was like, oh, my God.
Did you have fun? Do you like playing? Because some people are okay at it, and they're like, yeah.
I like the camaraderie of it. It was a lot of fun to go hang out in the groups and get to talk to some people I haven't talked to in a while. It's like the first day they went, too hot.
Now, the first day you went with what, Recco and Beningo?
Yeah, my buddy Steve Hirsch, who's in PR, and then, yes, Recco and Beningo, which was, you know, playing with Jerry, I've done that before years ago.
Yeah.
And playing with Joe was fun.
First time with Joe?
Yeah, better than I thought.
Yeah, yep. He plays a lot. He should be a little bit better by now. He is.
Yeah, he never took lessons. A little unorthodox.
A little unconventional. Yeah, right. Does he still stand with his feet, like, you know, extra, extra wide and like, really choked down on the club face, on the shaft?
He dances over the ball. He's got those high orange socks.
Oh, Joe.
But we had a great time. The problem with that day was too hot.
That was on Wednesday, right?
Yeah. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, God, in the heat like that, like I haven't played in 18 holes a lot. Like by the ninth hole, I was like, I'm ready to call it a day here.
But yeah, Wednesday was hot. That's what I went to Moore for, which is insane.
And you play no problem. Then you walk or you take the...
Walk.
Yeah. Yeah, no, me neither. Jerry
no
likes
way.
Walking.
And does he?
Sometimes I walk and talk, but... And I also have never played with caddies before in my life. And
I hate playing with caddies.
Oh, man.
I feel pressure.
It's easy. I don't even have to look for the ball.
But I feel pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel pressure two ways. Number one, if I'm having a really rough day, which does happen.
Yeah.
I feel badly that I'm just really complicating their day. Like, I'll just say, don't even, if like, yeah, it's out, you can't see it, don't worry. You know, don't drive yourself nuts trying to find my ball. But the other thing, too, it's interesting. Like, I do take pride being a decent putter. I don't want to overstate it. I don't want you telling me where to go. I see the line. I see the speed.
Yeah,
I got it.
That can be an issue where you feel like, oh, no, you know what? I hit this club better, but they're saying, no, go with this club. And I'm like, what's the difference?
How do you know? You just met me. What do you know my strength? You don't know anything about my game.
Point is, I mean, after playing with those two guys, and then the second day I played with Mike.
That's why I wanted to build up. Well, you didn't tell me about how you almost killed Beningo on Wednesday.
Oh, I mean, off the tee, Joe was playing from the gold tees in front of us.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. That's what he does. Yeah, he plays from the gold tee, so whatever. He was kind of out in front to the right, sitting in the cart watching me tee off.
Oh.
And I shanked one in his direction.
Okay, so honestly, that's Joe's fault.
He shouldn't be in front of me anyway.
No. Yeah. When I first saw Recco's picture on social media, I thought that Joe was like on the tee box, almost to the immediate right of you as a righty golfer.
He was out in front. Now,
that's Joe's fault. How many yards? 50 yards?
maybe less. Yeah, maybe 25, 40, 30, 30, whatever. Yeah, it was definitely, I went to right center with it, and I shouldn't have gone that way.
He should wait for you.
I went to right, I should say, not right center. But yeah, he was kind of up a little bit.
Did you actually hit the cart?
Yeah.
That's funny,
man. And see him sitting on the cart with his orange socks and trying to move out of the way. I was like, oh, sorry. Right. But then the next day, I played with Mike, and I was so scared. Like, hitting Beningo with the ball is one thing. I'm not hitting Mike. But Mike didn't care. He's like, oh, he'd walk up on the green. I'm trying to get one out of the bunker. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going in case I skull one.
Yeah. I always give my guys a heads up, too. Hey, guys, be careful in case I come out of here hot.
Mike, I'm telling you, and I don't know if it was just the weather. It was just a beautiful, perfect day. Like, the other day, the hot day, I was done by 9. This, I could have played at least another 9, I felt like.
Mm-hmm. It was by the time you got home, you probably should have because you were in the car for 3.5 hours getting back to Jersey.
It was a lot to go from Long Island to go there during, we went Thursday during the day. But seeing Mike was great. And by the way, he's good.
How's the swing? How's Mike's swing? Is it really?
He maybe shanked 2 balls the entire day.
Do you know what he shot? Low 90s?
I don't know. He might have been keeping score. After the first hole, he's like, all right, so would you get an 8? I'm like, Mike, I'm not keeping score.
Would you get an 8?
Yeah, he might have said 7.
Already flexing on you. Is that an 8 or a Sal? Is that an 8 or a 9?
I'm not keeping score, Mike. And by the way, the lunch was incredible. Uh-huh. I was like, Mike, this place, they do takeout here or what?
You have a couple drinks or no?
No, I had to drive all that way.
Oh, that's right.
Even during the game. No, we were just talking sports, and it was great.
That's awesome.
He's high on the Jets, too.
Oh, he is?
I said I can't get in bed with that coach, but he's all in on the Jets. But no, we're playing. It was great. It was nice. Uh-huh. Nice day, and he's good.
Yeah. Does he seem of good spirit? Like he doesn't miss the state? I know he's doing stuff, keeping himself busy with the pod, but
no, he's
it was happy,
go.
Mike?
Happy. Very
not grumpy,
happy,
Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, sometimes, you know,
there's nothing to be grumpy about out there. Man, that golf course on that weather was a picture perfect day.
That's awesome.
It was beautiful.
So hold on, real quick though, a little convoluted because you text me, right? And you said you and I were supposed to play Tuesday,
correct?
As a warm up for Recco,
correct? Okay, for Wednesday.
Which then the invitation came for Mike, which I understand.
Right.
You and I can play whenever.
Right.
So I said, I had
to go.
Understand.
With that. Yeah.
I totally got it.
Then
so
I was like, 3 straight days. I don't know if I could do that.
You can't justify that. So you said, I'm going to bail with me. And I'm like, that's fine. I played anyway. I got out there for a little bit. And you played Wednesday with Jerry and then Thursday with Mike. So you text me and said, hey, please tell me that you're free on Thursday.
Correct.
Because Mike invited us to play golf.
Correct.
Okay. So I could have been there. I couldn't. I had
Colts game.
His first football game.
First tackle,
playing quarterback. I couldn't miss it. Right. So anyway.
Sucks, but yeah.
I sent you some of the videos too. It was fun to watch, man. So I text Mike a real nice, hey, I appreciate the offer. Nothing. Crickets. So did he really invite me?
He did.
Jesus.
And when I went there and showed up, I was like, oh, BT was sorry he couldn't make it. He said, or I forget the exact conversation, but he acknowledged that you sent him a message.
Good.
So
okay.
he got the message.
He just didn't feel the need to respond to the peasant.
He said, no, I don't know about maybe
he didn't read it respond.
No, he invited us. He said, at first, I guess he heard us talking about it, said, oh, bring you and Jerry, come play golf. And I was like, all right, done. Then he said, you could pick the fourth. Bring BT.
Nice. I appreciate that, Mike. I would have loved to have been there. It would have been a blast.
We ended up taking JJ, who was fun to play with.
Oh, JJ's
too.
A trip.
He's
too.
A big time
golfer. He's got an interesting swing.
Yeah, he does. And he
like
got
a
off,
grip, right?
He just
a
got
weird
back
grip.
From Vegas. He got off a flight at 7 a.m. from Vegas and came and played.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's an animal.
But he doesn't have kids yet, JJ, so he can still swing it.
He can do that.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm retired from golf for a little while.
Are you?
Yeah. It was fun, but.
Yeah.
And plus, I get used to, like, if Mike invites me out there, sure.
Now, who pays for the caddy? Who tipped the caddy? You reach into your pocket?
Oh, I did. Yeah, it's funny you say that because I went to Mike and said, hey, Mike, I'm not familiar with the caddies here, but.
You had to give him at least 100.
And Mike's like, don't worry, my club, my caddy. I was like, no, don't worry, I got a 10 on me. What do you.
You didn't say I got a 10. I know you didn't say that.
I did say that.
There's no way.
I was obviously joking.
You give him 100?
I didn't give him anything. Mike took care of it.
Okay, then.
He took care of Willie. Yeah. Willie's a great caddy.
Willie sounds like a caddy. An old timer.
He was terrific.
Nice.
Yeah, Mike took care of everything. It was a. Perfect day. Put it this way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drive home to Long Island in 3-hour traffic to see my mother. Yeah. But if Francesca invites you to play golf.
But to kiss Mike's ass, I'll drive anywhere.
I did it, and it was worth every second of that traffic. All right, BT,
that's
and Sal on the fan. You and I, though, do have to get out of the golf course.
Yep. Hey, listen, we still do a round in the fall. It's all good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.